You are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mac Powell from Third Day, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
G'day, everybody. I'm Rebecca St. James, and you are listening to Concert Blast. Keep it right here.
Hey there. This is Calico Cooper with Alice Cooper. You're listening to Mike, Brian, and Tom, my good buddies on Concert Blast.
Hey, everyone. This is Ryan Newell from Sister Hazel, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Chuck Garrick, bass player for the Alice Cooper Band, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Mark from Casting Crowns, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money, listening to Concert Blast, baby, with my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom. Hang out, we love you.
At home where I want to be, right past my Christmas tree. My baby, it's just my baby and me. Got the little one stuck in bed. Jesus, Santa, run through the head. So happy, it's so much fun to believe. Julie wants a rocking horse. My daughter Jessie wants a dolly toss.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold.
We are back to our very, very popular, and hope this will be popular, Christmas show this year, 2008.
Yes, this year we put out on MySpace, Classic Rock Forum, what's your favorite Christmas song? And so what we did, we captured all kinds of responses. We sent our email out to our email list. We got all kinds of responses from those people. We got a huge list here, and if I didn't mention yours, please forgive me.
So you got to stick around. You might hear your name.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope you'll hear your song.
If we can pronounce their name.
That's true.
Oh, yes, you got that right.
That's right. I'm sure we're going to give us our best shot.
But to start off this 2008 Concert Blast Christmas special, let's do one of our songs. One of my favorite songs by the Brian Setzer Orchestra, Run, Run, Rudolph.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gonna make it to town.
great song to get started off and get fired up about.
Obviously, a lot of people do this because there's more than one artist that recorded that song. You got Brian Adams did it, and Leonard Skinner did that song, too. Like that.
Chuck Berry wrote it. I mean, the list can go on and on and on for all the people who did this song.
But it puts you in a great Christmas spirit, doesn't it?
Okay, my next song has been done, again, by a lot of artists. It's particularly by Elvis, but here's a version by Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Blue Christmas.
Favorite songs and artists. Billy Squire came out with a great Christmas song. Christmas is the time to say, I love you.
Christmas, and all the world is watching. Santa guides his reindeer through the dark. From rooftop to chimney, from Harlem to Bimini, they will find their way into your heart. Christmas is the time.
Let's pick one of our favorite Christmas songs. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the emails that we received or some of the requests that we received. Here's one from Meg in West Virginia and from our good old buddy Rosie in New York City. Christmas wrappings by the waitresses.
Kind of a Christmas song. This is by the Ramones. It's called Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight. This is requested by Meg in West Virginia.
Here's a request from Ryan over in East UK, one of my favorite bands from the 70s, and I love this band. Matter of fact, this band put Quiet Riot on the map with their songs, because they're the ones that did Mama, We're All Crazy Now, and Come On, Feel the Noise. Originally, Quiet Riot sounded very similar to Slade when they did this.
Nobody sounds like Naughty Holder, man.
Good point,
Ryan. Slade is the group we're talking about. The song we're talking about is Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Are you hanging up the stocking on your wall? It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does he turn upon his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day? So
from Idaho, she suggested Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas, what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
She also added Jingle Bell Rock from Hall & Oates. Thank you, Heather.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Swing and Jingle Bell Ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hopper has begun. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Chime in Jingle Bell Time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Washington State, not Washington, D.C. He says anything by Gary Ho Ho Hoey.
He's a great guitarist.
We're going to do one that he requested, which is
Frosty the Snowman.
Well, here's an artist. Tom just handed me this list, and he's right. We got Kobe Calais, who we got to see in Memphis over the summer. What an excellent artist, and she is singing Mistletoe.
Gray, fake plastic mistletoe. Wrap me in a great big bow and tear me apart. It's Christmas time, so open up the floodgates. Tell me that it'll be late and rip me apart. Cause you say that things will be alright. But I've heard that so many times. And I know that it's not Christmas if the snow don't fall. And I'm still standing here 3 feet small. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time.
Then we have a very popular artist. We got to see this young lady. We saw her at the CMA Music Fest last June. This performer actually jumped on stage with Kobe Calais at the Mercy Lounge in Nashville just a few days ago. And that is Taylor Swift, and her Christmas song is Christmas Must Be Something More.
What if angels did not pay attention to all the things that we wish they would always do? What if happiness came in a cardboard box? And I think there is something we all forgot. What would happen if presents all went away? Tell me, what would you find?
This is one of the heavy rockers we got the pleasure to see down at Memphis in May a couple years ago. Billy Idol came out with a great Christmas song called Christmas Love.
Children, wrap your presents, put them underneath the tree. If everybody gives, then everyone receives. I see your pretty face in the Christmas lights. children are excited 'cause Santa comes tonight. So light up the fire, walk through the snow, come and stand with me now under the mistletoe. We all need some Christmas love. Gonna get my Christmas love. We all need some Christmas love.
One of my favorite Christian artists is Casting Crowns, and they put together a Christmas album this year. Mark Hall's voice I just love, and he's a great guy, too. We went to actually to the church where he led worship and watched him do that. That was pretty nice.
That was very cool, man. Great to meet him, and he's a phenomenal singer.
Casting Crowns with Christmas Offering.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. While angels sang to lowly shepherds, three wise men seeking truth, they traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven, falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. An offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due.
The honor that you're due.
Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Speaking of Christian artists, I've got a story here to read from an email. Are you ready for this one? Here's a good surprise for everybody. My favorite Christmas song is Joseph's Lullaby. And here's a little story behind this guy's favorite Christmases. He said, my favorite Christmas memory is Shannon and I were married on November 8, 1997. I was making a whopping $11,000 a year. Needless to say, our first Christmas was a little small, but it was one of the best times of my life. Waking up on Christmas morning, turning on Bing Crosby, sitting in our pajamas, brewing up the finest Swiss Miss hot chocolate around, and taking turns opening our few gifts. And of course, after every gift, you have to take a picture of the goofiest face possible to express your excitement. Now that we have Sam and Gracie, Christmas have changed quite a bit, but I will never forget those first few years with just Shannon and me. Thank God for little things that keep us smiling. Bart Millard, lead singer, Mercy Me. Here's Mercy Me actually doing his favorite Christmas song, Joseph's Lullaby.
Go to sleep, my son. This manger for your bed. You have a long road before you. Rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now so you can't sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait for one more moment. Go and sleep in peace. Just this moment, simply be my child.
Okay, now we have a very popular Christmas song. Actually, a couple people put this out. Joman McGee from Cardiff, Wales, United Kingdom. And here's what he had to say. He said, "The only Christmas songs I can actually enjoy are those on the Beach Boys Christmas album." Now, also Sarah from Potatoville, Virginia. I like that name. But Sarah likes the song "Merry Christmas, Baby" by the Beach Boys.
"My baby, she told me she don't want to hold me and kiss my lips anymore. She's gonna leave me, and she don't believe me that I'll be true now. Well, if she don't love me, not thinking of me, but why'd she do it this time of year? She knows that I'll miss her, and I wanna kiss her, it just..."
Here's Reliant K having fun with a Christmas song that a lot of people like to sing as a group. Here's Reliant K doing 12 Days of Christmas.
"On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three grandchecks, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. What's a partridge and what's a pear tree? Well, I don't know, so please don't.
Have to mention Toby Mac. I mean, probably the most popular Christian artist out there on tour right now. That's one thing that Toby does. He can just wrap up any kind of song. Isn't that amazing?
Wrap up. Put it in a package.
That's right. But anybody who could pull this off would be Toby Mac. And of course, we're talking about the song "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
"Oh come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
We didn't recently see the Kinks, but we did see Mr. Ray Davies. It's kind of strange because it was the beginning of December, and we didn't hear this song. We were kind of hoping he would play it.
Yes, we were.
Yes, we were. It's called "Father Christmas."
"When I was small, I believed in Santa Claus, though I knew it was my dad. And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents, and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, 'Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.'"
Yeah, he's kind of rough on Santa Claus there now, isn't he?
Well, they all are, man.
Oh, man, he's going to take his money and his toys and
beat him all up.
Let's read another email. This one's from my good friend, Rosie Weinstein in New York City. He says, "Hey, guys, it's me, your baby sister Rosie in New York City. I have a song for you guys. It would be a toss-up between Stevie Nicks' Silent Night, which we did last year, and Pat Benatar with 'Please Come Home for Christmas.'" Thank you, Rosie.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone and I singing silent night. Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas.
Another one of our favorite Christian bands, new song, came out, which is an absolutely beautiful song called Christmas Shoes.
They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
And that song will bring a tear to a glass eye.
Oh, man, it's so beautiful, man. You can't help but, you know, tear up.
And they actually also did a movie out of the song, and it's really good. It was a TV movie, but it was really good.
Next artist is one that I'm really dying to see.
Really, he really is.
Yes, he is.
No, she is one of my absolute favorite artists around there. That is Rebecca St. James. Her contribution to our Christmas list is Sweet Little Jesus Boy.
That's a surprise. See if you remember this person here. From Mount Juliet, Tennessee, we have an email that says, give me Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. First of all, this is a rock and roll show.
Thank you.
The word's there, man. The word's there.
It's rockin', isn't it? And then the second song is White Christmas by Perry Como. When is this person going to listen to our show to see that we don't play the Perry Como?
Well, can we do Perry Como and Twisted Sister doing White Christmas?
Okay.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, because this is one of our old schoolmates, Brian, Gwen Wally.
No way!
It is excellent to hear from Gwen, one of the sweetest ladies Mike and I have ever known. I don't believe Tom knew her, but we knew all the Wiley family, all the girls, and they were all very sweet people. We wish them a wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah, thank you, Gwen, for sending that email in.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Wait just a second. Somebody give me a backbeat. Now a little guitar. Now that's what I'm talking about. My favorite version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Here's Mercy Me.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. And later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Now we're going to turn back to probably one of the most beautiful country music females out there. I was very unfortunate not to see her perform, but Mike and Brian did, and we're talking about the absolute beautiful Carrie Underwood singing Do You Hear What I Hear?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? What I hear ringing through the sky, shepherd.
That's really good.
Here's an email we received from Susan McCluskey out of Pittsburgh, PA. I would like to respond to your favorite Christmas tunes by rock artists by telling you about a song by a band called Malibu's.
Malibu's?
Malibu's. Probably like the city, but spelled completely different. It's a surf rock band that Walter Egan, known for his hit Magnet and Steel, fronts along with his friend John Zimbetti. The song is on a CD, Malibu's Yule, Malibu's Kind of Christmas, and is titled And a Happy New Year. If you like the sound of the Beach Boys, you'll love this surf band, Malibu's.
So silent and still, to forget what divides us and be of goodwill. La 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 la, and be of good cheer. Have yourself a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I hope we have the opportunity to meet again. I wish Mike, Brian, and Tom a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, the same to you, Susan from Pittsburgh. We appreciate it, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
That was awful sweet of her, wasn't it?
Yeah. We met Susan at the New Cars show.
You did?
Yeah, we did. Brian wasn't there to make that one. But she was also the backup singer for Walter Egan at the Kansas show as they were opening act.
Very cool, and we definitely love hearing from you.
We do have another email from, it's either Alaric or Alaric from Waldorf, Maryland. They say, mine would be Run with the Fox. It was supposed to be released by this group called XYZ that was going to be Alan White and Chris Squire of Yes, along with Jimmy Page of Led Zepp. They recorded two demo tracks before Page, but White and Squire recorded one track by themselves.
Wow.
Run with the Fox.
Are you hopeful? Are you haunted by the ghosts of Christmas past? Face the future undaunted. Step aside or take your chance. Run with the Fox. Into the wind, onto the dawn of tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad we were going back through the emails here, guys. Jack Mormon from Brighton, Colorado wrote, "They aren't really classic rock, but this is definitely my favorite Christmas song, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues."
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. Through the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, bye. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
We've got emails from Joseph in Bellingham, Washington, Marcos in Patterson, California, and Sarah in Potatoville, all requesting the same song, which is one of my favorites of all time, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
One of our favorite artists, Bruce Springsteen, has just an absolute fabulous song called Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Vanessa from Nevada, Rachel from Riverside, California, Ryan from Detroit, Michigan, and Lori Reeves from Mississippi all suggested this song.
Along with Mike from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mike who?
Mike Arnold.
Oh, really? He likes that song too, huh?
He's from Hermitage, y'all.
That's right, to be specific. Hey, I like the song too. The number one requested song is by Bruce Springsteen.
An E Street Band.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
While we talk about the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, I like this version too. From Alice Cooper, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open. He knows what lives under your bed.
Here's another crazy one. It came from a compilation album about metal Christmas. Ronnie James Dio is here singing this song. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now, that's strange to hear Ronnie James Dio singing about the Lord.
Very strange, because that's just not part of him, by no means.
Well, I don't know him, so I don't
know. Well, we don't know him, but it does seem his persona doesn't lend you to think that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Here's an email from Australia, actually from the Adelaide Rock Show, from Michael Persh, one of our good friends who listens to us and also has his own podcast, the Adelaide Rock Show. Now, Michael says, "Hi, Mike, Brian, and Tom. Here's an obscure Christmas tune, originally released by Sydney band Old 55 in 1976. They were kind of 1950s revival band, a great live act. It was re-released a few years back by the Old Sky Daddies. Whatever it is. Now, this band is made up of three Australians, most popular bands in the 70s, Old 55, Skyhooks, and Daddy Cool.
I wanna rockin' Christmas with my
so much, Michael Persh. Get on to the Adelaide Rock Show and listen to Michael's concert reports and interviews from down in Adelaide, Australia.
Hey, Sister Hazel came out with a great Christmas album, and this song is called It's a New Year, Just Get Along.
Just get along.
Man, it was nice to meet Ryan from Sister Hazel backstage at the REL Speedwagon show.
But yeah, I mean, he was talking about, you know, how long the band had been together, and we're going to have to check them out in 2009.
So anyway, we thank everybody for signing on, sending us all the emails, listening to our podcast, and also for helping us pick the songs for you guys out there on MySpace who replied to our forum question about your favorite Christmas song.
And just keep the emails coming. I mean, we love to hear what you think about Concert Blast. Things that we can do better, things that we can improve on. Just keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we especially love to hear from you listeners far away, like Michael Persh down in Adelaide, Australia. It's so strange. We'll hear from Australia, then we'll hear from 5 miles away in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
It's pretty cool, you know, because especially when they're that far overseas. We just love receiving all your comments all around the world. It's pretty cool.
And we're looking for a place to crash in Adelaide next spring.
Hey, you know what?
There you go.
Could be a road trip. One thing we do at the end of every single Christmas show is we all talk about what we're most thankful for. I will have to say that 2008 was just an incredibly wonderful, blessed year for me. Business is good. Got baptized this year, which was absolutely fantastic. My grandbabies, I tell you what, they're just so unbelievably special. Just can't get enough of them. But love the music, love traveling with these guys, love going to shows. But yes, 2008 was a great year, and I'll just have to say that I just enjoy it. Just been a great year.
All right, it's Christmas time, and like, I'm thankful for one thing. All three of us now are attending the same church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
Which is, Mike has invited Tom and I more times than we can count on all fingers and toes, and we finally wised up a little bit. We're going to a wonderful church, got a wonderful pastor and our friend Tim.
That you will hear on the Ringo Starr Show.
Oh, yeah, if you go back to Ringo Starr at the Wild Horse Saloon. Thank you.
Took Mike's place.
Okay. Yep. And we're just very grateful that we can go there and worship together. I'm trying to get my family back into it. I've been inviting my family. My sister keeps inviting me to one in Murfreesboro, but she's happy at that church. I'm happy at this one. And I am very grateful and thankful for my family. My son, his wife, and my little granddaughter, Abby. Unfortunately, they're 700 miles away in Orlando, so I don't get to see them like I should. But God bless them and be with them. My sister and her family, and my mother, who's still around. My dad's been gone 22 years, but I know he's in a much better place than this place.
So, oh, yeah.
So I'm just wishing everybody out there a very blessed New Year's and a very safe and happy New Year's. Just remember, you don't have to get drunk to have a good time on New Year's. Just remember, you can have a good time with family and friends without all that mess. All right?
I would have to say thank you to these two guys for being my friends and for all the other guys that help us along the pathway. Up the Wild Horse Saloon, you know, Mike and Jennifer, all the management and the publicists that send me emails inviting us to things, the showcases that we get invited to, and I mean, it's just a lot of fun.
And the free food.
Oh, yeah. Thankful for my wife and I. We finished up our first year of having an empty nest at home. I love that, by the way.
It's pretty quiet, isn't it?
I just love us two again. And we visited our daughter in Bulgaria. Just came back from there over the Thanksgiving holidays. And, man, I'm thankful for all that she does there. And I have a lot more respect for her than before the trip. My son's in the military and the Navy in San Diego, and I hope he's behaving and having a good time at the same time, if that's possible.
And everybody out there, remember, the older you get, the smarter your kids find out you are.
Isn't that the truth?
That's really true.
Yeah. But I thank everybody for listening to this, too. All the people who sent us emails, it's just great to hear the communication from around the world, not just down the street, but around the world. It's great. What we always try to do is close out the Christmas show with a special song. And we haven't done this one in a couple of years. And I miss this guy, and I know Brian does. Freddie Mercury, Queen, singing
Thank God It's Christmas.
So this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
God bless you, everybody, and have a Merry Christmas.
And a very safe and happy New Year.
Night.